This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on Nothing But the Blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Never forget, God gave Jesus for you. That means you are a somebody. It means you are loved, called, and chosen. I look at the cross and I'm reminded that I matter, that I'm loved, that I'm accepted, that there is a purpose and a reason to my existence, even if I don't currently understand it. Imago Dei, you are made in God's image, and God doesn't waste his time making worthless things. You are precious to him. Deuteronomy 7 verse 6, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 14 verse 2, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 28 and 16, also today the Lord has proclaimed you to be his special people, just as he promised you, that you should keep all his commandments, and the ESV. And the Lord has declared today that you are a people for his treasured possession, as he has promised you, and that you are to keep all his commandments. You are God's treasure, and the blood he shed to save you is proof. The blood is speaking. Are you listening to what it is saying? It says that you are off limits to Satan and his works. It says that you have been redeemed. It's time to act like it. Romans 8 and 1 says, there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. What a glorious promise that there is no condemnation for us. Why? Because we're loved. We're justified. The blood of Jesus declares that we are righteous in God's sight. Romans 8 and 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. The fact is that so many believers live under a cloud of shame, condemnation, and fear is testament to the lack of understanding that exists in the body about the blood. I appreciate at times people can listen to me and sense that there's a tremendous sobriety maybe to some of the things I'm talking about. And, you know, I appreciate we're living in a time where people have become so addicted to entertainment that that has even infected the church. And at times as a pastor, you feel the weight of expectation where people want you to kind of, you know, give them a perky, inspirational, feel-good message. But what I would simply say is that sometimes sobriety may be misunderstood as severity. But please know that as a pastor, I'm speaking truth in love, even when that truth hits you like a hammer or at times like a freight train. Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, 1899 to 1981. We preach not to fill our churches, but to save sinners from hell, and the two are not the same. That is such a powerful quote. We preach not to fill our churches, but to save sinners from hell, and the two are not the same. I've learned to go with the Holy Spirit. He is free to manifest himself in whatever manner he so chooses. John chapter 3 and verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. The NLT, the wind blows wherever it wants. The Holy Spirit can do whatever he wants in our life, our family, our churches, or at least that should be the case. Sometimes he comes as a gentle breeze, at times as a roaring wind, and other times like a raging fire. Either way, I've learned to step aside and allow him to manifest the message as he sees fit, not as I might have chosen or imagined. And with regards to a sermon, I've learned that while we build the altar, only he can send the fire. Amen. And this is why Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. And so again, we overcome by the blood and only by the blood. We are in a battle, but the victory is ours because there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And so I believe this series will set some of you free And at least if you're not free already, hallelujah. So simply open your heart. And if you're struggling with shame or condemnation, know that freedom is found in the blood. 1 John 1 and verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. There is no sin the blood can't cleanse. There is no chain the blood can't break. And there is no past the blood can't rewrite. Hebrews 10 and verse 17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Hallelujah. In the blood, and only in the blood, we find one salvation. And this is so important for us to grasp, because if you're shaky on this, respectfully, your Christian life is going to be like, you know, a yo-yo, just up and down. Romans 10, 9 and 10. But if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. God loved us so much that he made salvation simple. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Think about the abstract, complicated, and at times irrational ideas and philosophies mankind has come up with through the ages to approach and appease God. The elaborate rituals and complex religions, the exhausting demands, the strange ideas of who God was and what he wanted, the endless offerings and sacrifices, and even human sacrifices. Jeremiah 32 and verse 35. In the NIV, they built high places for Baal in the valley of Ben-Hinnom to sacrifice their sons and daughters to Moloch, though I never commanded, nor did it enter my mind that they should do such a detestable thing and make Judah sin. The Living Bible. And they have built high altars to Baal in the valley of Hinnom. There they have burnt their children as sacrifices to Moloch, something I never commanded and cannot imagine suggesting. What an incredible evil, causing Judah to sin so greatly. And the Amplified. This is Jeremiah 32:35. They built the high places for worship of Baal in the valley of Ben-Hinnom, son of Hinnom, to make their sons and their daughters pass through the fire to worship and honor Moloch, which I had not commanded them, nor had it entered my mind that they should do this repulsive thing to cause Judah to sin. All God actually requested was to believe in Jesus and be cleansed by the blood. Confess Christ and be saved. Salvation is simple but profound. Salvation is free, but it is not cheap. It cost Christ his very life. Jesus paid for your eternal soul in his own blood. Remember, Jesus paid it all. At the cross, Christ paid our debt. He suffered for our salvation. 1 Peter 3 and 18. For Christ also suffered once for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit. He suffered that we would be saved. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.